This is the front page of the New York Times website. I'm a logged in, registered New York Times user, and indeed a subscriber to their premium Times Select online version. Partway down the front page, they now have videos, a very nice addition, although a recent one to the site. To watch the videos, I click to play. It loads, and first there's a little ad, which is fine. That's what pays for the video. Works fine. I'm running Ubuntu GNU Linux with Firefox and the proprietary Macromedia provided Flash video player in Linux. Liberty Mutual ad delivered to me. Yes, I'll check them out. Okay. And here's the video. Mr. Pickett takes the reins. It's about New Orleans in the aftermath of Katrina. Now, I'm not saying this video that we're watching here is super high quality, because we're watching it through VNC and it comes out a little choppy. Video of a video. But what if I want to watch other videos and I just go to the video section of the site? Oh my, my, my. To view New York Times video, I must have browser cookies enabled, Macromedia Flash Player, and a supported browser operating system media player configuration. For additional system requirements, check here. I have to have Microsoft Windows or Maple Macintosh OS X, whatever the heck they call it. There's not a word here about any free operating system. Oh, oh, oh. Linux users, too bad. And yet, if I go back to that video I was looking at from the main page, and I click play again, here I am. I see it. I hear it. It's just fine. There is no technical reason whatsoever that I cannot watch New York Times video in Linux. But let's go over here to David Pogue's stuff. He's their actual technology columnist and blogger. You see where we started? Because every time you hit one of his videos, which you'd think, being his, he's the high-tech guy, you'd want leading-edge type people who use Linux to watch. Uh-uh. You get that same warning. I don't have the right stuff. Isn't that silly? And yet, once again, yes, we can go back to the main page videos, and here we go. See? And not just that one, but any video on the Times front page, interestingly enough, we can watch. We can hit on this one. We get the ad. Here's another one we can go. And yet another one with an ad first. Let's see if the ad is for something we'd want. Oh, it's the same Liberty Mutual ad. Anyway, my question is, what is going on here? It's obvious that the New York Times can deliver video that I can watch in Linux with Firefox and the Flash Player installed, or I believe there's a plug-in for MPlayer too. But when I want to watch video other than on the main page, they won't let me. I'm Robin Miller, asking this question on behalf of all Linux.com and NewsForge readers. If you have an answer, please let me know why the heck they're doing this to us.